This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. We're in Atlantic City, New Jersey. The Millionaire Chess Open is now over. Grandmaster Darius Schwartz won the tournament. He's from Poland. And they had the closing ceremony last night. And everybody is going back to their respective cities. I'm actually in a limousine service, and we're waiting to go to the airport. And Grandmaster Samuel Sevian is, and his mother are also in the vehicle. So we're just going to kill some time while we wait on the driver and ask him a few questions. How did you end up in the tournament, Sam?
I played last year. I had good results last year and decided to try it again.
And how did they go this year? How many points did you end up with?
I ended up with 5.5 out of 9. I started pretty well and then slowed down towards the end.
Have you been playing very, very active recently, traveling overseas and playing in tournaments?
Yeah, I've been playing a lot in Europe. This year, I recently played a tournament in Spain and earlier in the year in Sweden. Mm-hmm.
And how was that some exhibition match, or I remember?
Spain was a team championship, and the Swedish tournaments were open tournaments. Mm-hmm.
And you live on the East Coast. Is there a lot of activity there in terms of training and opportunities for you to strengthen your play?
Not really in terms of training, but it's on the East Coast, it's easier to get to Europe. Flights
okay.
are much shorter than from the West Coast, so mm-hmm. that's one good aspect of it.
Okay. And do you have a personal trainer, or are you just training on your own?
I'm mostly training on my own.
So what are your goals? So you're 2600 ELO approximately, and you're 15 years old. Are you in school, or how are you planning for the future, your education?
I was in school until the fifth grade, and then I started homeschooling because the middle and high schools don't allow you to be absent for like 10 days a month, so mm-hmm. there was no way I could go to school and play tournaments.
Okay. So do you enjoy that homeschooling in terms of the freedom?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So for some students, it's mixed because some need more the structure, whereas in the homeschooling you have a lot more flexibility to do what you want. And maybe you miss the social aspects of being with the other students and your peer group. But chess obviously may be a very different situation. So in terms of this tournament, you had, I believe you told me, 5.5 points. What were some of your games that you felt were good games in this tournament?
I mean, my start was pretty good. And my fourth round game, I had a really nice position with white, and I was kind of unable to put the finish on him.
And that was against who?
Cordova, Emilio Cordova. And I kind of missed a tactic in the middle game, mm-hmm. And got a worse ending, but I managed to hold.
Okay. And what were some of your other games? Any good games, good wins that you had in the tournament?
I mean, my first rounds were pretty good mm-hmm. against lower-rated players.
Okay, all right. So what were your impressions, overall impressions on the Millionaire Chess? You played in the other ones, right?
I played in the second one.
The second one. And what's your overall impression of the tournament?
I think it was better this year. It was much more organized. Registration was much easier this year, and rounds were starting on time, and pairings were definitely much better. So it's getting better.
And what are your plans for future tournaments? Do you have any schedule plan in terms of where you're going next?
Not really. My next tournament is the Spice Cup in St. Louis, and I'm just really playing openings right now.
Now, speaking of the Spice Cup, you're talking about the Susan Polgar Institute of Chess Excellence
yes.
in St. Louis. When you get to be around college age, do you have aspirations of maybe joining a university and maybe continuing your chess education there?
Yeah, it's definitely possible, but I'm not sure yet. So
okay.
I'll see in a few years.
Okay. Also, there's, of course, the U.S. won the gold medal in the Olympiad, mm-hmm. and we have a lot of talent coming through the pipeline. Jeffrey Zhang, yourself, you know, Caden Trolf. Do you have aspirations of perhaps making the Olympiad team one day? Is that a goal of yours?
Yeah, definitely a goal of mine. I mean, you want to do, you just want to make the team.
Mm-hmm.
That's good enough, because now that they have so many strong players on the top three boards, and a strong fourth board would definitely make you a much better contender.
Definitely. So I know you're very proud of him. I'm speaking to Sam's mother.
I'm very proud of him, yeah.
So you were saying that you lived in Florida. Is where he
started.
Is it where he learned to play, or
yes,
where he just?
We moved to Florida. He was born in New York State. We moved to Florida when he was 2 years old. So his first step in chess, everything connected to Florida. He went to Florida Chess Club, first nationals in Florida. Every tournament was played in Florida. So yeah, Florida is our mother state for chess.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very nice that they had all that in Orlando. We lived all in Orlando.
And then California, then Connecticut.
And then California. No, now Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Now we live East Coast, and the thing is, when we are young, you can have many tournaments because it's scholastic. It's
right.
Much better pool of tournaments when you are young and your rating is lower.
Right.
The more higher your rating goes up, the harder to get some good tournaments,
mm-hmm.
especially in USA. So one of the reasons to move from West Coast to East Coast was that, to be able to travel to Europe
mm-hmm.
frequently without that 9 and 12 hours flights.
So you're originally from Armenia,
yeah.
right, the family?
Mm-hmm.
So how often do you go back? Do you go back?
Not that often, but these past 2 years we went there because there were very good tournaments.
Okay,
yeah,
see.
He played Lake Sevan twice in a row. First year wasn't that good, but this year was very good tournament, and he was almost winning
mm-hmm.
until the end.
Okay.
So yeah, very tough tournament, 2,650 plus players.
Mm-hmm.
So, and otherwise with his schedule, it's very hard to find the time to go to your
mm-hmm.
to vacation somewhere.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
because you have to plan.
I'm traveling
schedule.
With him. When I'm not traveling, my husband is traveling, and he has certain amount of days in a year, so he uses that on his tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't travel, we can't have a vacation like a family, four of us. I have a daughter too
mm-hmm.
because of that.
Mm. Well, Sam, I sometimes talk to Hikaru. You know, we talk, and he speaks very highly of you in terms of your talent. Do you ever talk to the other players, the top players, and get any advice or tips from them?
No, because I mean, I don't have training sessions with them, and
casual conversations or just Facebook, like.
No, not really.
Okay. Well, that's
not with top players. With
like my friends.
With
right.
his friend, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey, Caden, yeah.
They
are in touch.
Yeah, I remember Sam when, so you played in the U.S. Championship one year, because I think you
twice.
Won the junior, I think you won the junior championship, and I remember you were playing blitz with, I can't remember who you were playing blitz with, but I was taking pictures.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and you were like, why are they taking pictures? But you got to look back on those
mm-hmm.
days and say, wow, you know, those were good days,
yeah.
you know, in your life. And I'm just wishing the best, and I hope to see you make the Olympiad team and whatever goals you have. And I'm just looking forward to what the future holds for you. So good luck.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, this is Daim Spass, and we're going to be heading to the airport, and we're leaving Atlantic City, and we're hopefully we'll see you on the next tournament. Signing off.